you. Thank you, and greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking. Welcome to the La Rosa Hollywood Theater of Stars, radio's greatest daytime dramatic program. Every day, a complete 30-minute drama from Hollywood. Every day, a famous Hollywood star. Today, our star is Binnie Barnes, and a very unusual woman. Act one in just a moment, but first, a word from our announcer, Wendell Niles, for La Rosa.
Once you taste La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Because La Rosa is made exclusively from the cream of the great new Durum wheat crop. Yes, La Rosa products are more delicious than ever before because La Rosa's got the cream of the crop. You see, La Rosa is the world's largest user of fine Durum wheat semolina. So it's natural that leading Durum millers offer La Rosa first choice of super select number one cream of the crop semolina. Prove it yourself. Tonight, make the La Rosa three-way quality test. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the natural sunshine of the world's finest semolina. Taste La Rosa's luscious flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. And now, once again, our host, C.P. McGregor.
And now the curtain rises on Act One of A Very Unusual Woman, starring Binnie Barnes. The Dillies are a most unusual family, headed by mother, Thea Dilly, ably portrayed by Binnie Barnes. Since the group is so unusual and so impossible to describe, let's drop into the Dilly living room and observe them in person. All but Mother, who hasn't arrived home yet.
Now, who could that be? Oh, well.
Why doesn't someone answer the door? Jerry!
Granny, you open the door. I'm washing my hair.
Helene!
It's no one for me. I already looked.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I have to do everything in this house.
Ransom Dilly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, lying around like a washed-up beachcomber.
Beachcombers are washed up, not out, dear sister.
Oh,
Hello.
I didn't think anybody lived here.
We don't. We just exist. What do you want?
Well, if I must be explicit, your furniture. Are you Mrs. Dilly?
No. I'm Miss Dilly. Look, would you mind saying what you said over again?
It's very simple, Miss Dilly. I represent the firm of Hirsch & Harsh. They're lawyers, and they represent...
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
Our creditors.
Well, that's right. I've come to collect the assorted mortgages they hold, or...
Or you take the furniture?
That, plus the house, the grounds, and other outlying properties.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Dilly, but that's the way it is. Please understand, it isn't anything personal. I just happen to be working my way through college on this job.
Oh, dear. We always seem to be in some kind of trouble. Well, you might as well come in and wait for Mother.
Oh, thank you.
Sit down whenever you like. The furniture is yours anyway.
Ouch! Helene, if you're going to play scales, play them correctly.
And anyway, the man's coming for the piano.
What did you say?
This man wants the money or out everything goes.
Where's Mother?
Out. Oh, pardon me. This is my sister, Helene Dilly. I'm Jerry, and this is Ranny.
My name's Bill Howell.
How do you do?
Hiya. Hey, Jerry, why didn't Mother pay these people?
It could be she didn't have any money. I read somewhere there are people like that.
Oh, don't be flippant, Ranny. You know perfectly well there's money. At least there always is the first of the month.
This is the 10th.
No payments have been made for 2 years.
2 years? Oh, my goodness, this is awful.
Well, and Hirsch & Harsh have reached the limit of their patience. You can't blame them.
No. No, I suppose not, only... Oh, I wish Mother would come. Can't we give you something, Mr. Howell? Some tea?
There is no tea. I looked.
Coffee? Oh, no, we're out of that, too.
You don't have to make conversation, you know. I'm here on business. It isn't necessary to entertain me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. But I'm terribly upset and... I just realized. My hair. I haven't finished drying it.
Oh, it's beautiful. I like it like that.
Uh-oh, a conquest, Dilly. You'd better take advantage of it.
Well, so long as you're not taking the piano today, I'll go on with my practicing.
Oh, I wish you would take that piano, old boy. It would save the rest of us a lot of headaches.
Children!
Here's Mother now, Mr. Howell.
And Howell, I'm warning you, from now on, anything can happen.
Children! Oh, you look so lovely. Children, I've had the most wonderful afternoon. Oh, what a charming young man. You must ask him to stay to dinner, Jerry.
He came to see you, Mother.
Well, he can still stay for dinner. Oh, but children, I want you to see what I brought home. I found him in the park. Finny! Finny, where are you, Finny?
What did I tell you, Howell?
Yeah. Well, come on in, Finny. I want you to meet everybody, and I do want everybody to meet you.
Yes, ma'am.
Good heavens. Who on earth is that?
Well, his whole name is P. Phineas Pelham.
Yeah, the P stands for pussy, but the mob always calls me Finny. You guys can call me Finny.
And you know what? Finny can cook.
Who can cook?
What did I hear you say, Mother? Who can cook?
You mean really cook?
Yes, isn't that wonderful? Well, as soon as he told me, I said, Finny, you shouldn't live alone. We need you.
Yeah, you know how it is, living alone. You batch around a while.
Yes.
Then you go off your feet.
Do you?
So I took up cooking to take my mind off me stomach.
Oh, and he was head chef at Leavenworth.
Mother, that's a penitentiary.
Well, of course it is, darling. Mother knows that. Why, Finny was sent up 3 times. Weren't you, Finny?
Yeah, but I always get out on good behavior.
Oh.
But what was the use? I only had to go back again.
You did?
After all, a guy has to eat. Nobody give me a job.
Oh.
You know how it is.
Yes, indeed. We know, but as Shakespeare says, sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. Books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in every...
Bravo, Mother, bravo!
Yes, wasn't that Mother. Good? Yes, I think so, too.
Gosh, that's almost like poetry. Oh, that was swell, lady.
Oh, thanks.
You sure can reel it off. You know any more?
Why, no any more. My dear man, I was one of America's foremost Shakespearean actresses.
Mother, you must listen to me. Just a moment. Mr. Howell wants to talk to you.
Oh, and I shall adore talking to Mr. Mowell.
Howell, please.
Oh, yes. And we'll talk in a minute. But first I must get Finny some food. Now, let me see. There must be some tea and cakes and whatever there is anyway.
There's nothing.
Nothing?
You want that I should make you a cake?
Say no fooling. You can make a cake?
Sure.
Isn't he wonderful? Oh, dear. I don't know what we've done without him.
Come on, Finny. I'll show you the kitchen.
Yeah, show me the kitchen. Show me the kitchen. Is it all right, ma'am?
Oh, yes. Go right on. And I'll be there in a minute, Finny. Oh, dear. I'm so happy about him. Helen, he's going to stay here and cook for us.
An ex-convict? Live here?
Well, why not? The poor man has to live someplace.
We'll be murdered in our beds, most likely.
Well, it's much nicer to be murdered in our beds than out of them. It's so much more comfortable.
Mother, it won't matter about Finny.
It won't?
Because he won't live here.
Oh, dear.
And you won't live here.
No?
None of us are going to live here. Mr. Howell has come for our house.
Oh, good heavens. So early in the afternoon? Why, I wouldn't think of letting him take it now. Everything's so messed up. And besides, dear Finney's using the kitchen.
Mother, you don't understand.
Mrs. Dilly, the mortgage has been foreclosed. Mm-hmm. They're coming tomorrow afternoon to take over the furniture and everything.
Oh, dear. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Take a house and furniture? My dear boy, what are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know, Mrs. Dilly.
My good young man, that's what you must think of. Why, you just can't come dashing in and taking everything from under our very noses without making some provision. And, you know, I simply won't go to the Midvale Hotel. It's a grim place. Don't you think it's grim? Well, you really wouldn't know. Well, it is a grim place. That lobby, for instance. Now, you know, when I was studying interior decoration,
Mrs. Dilly,
I had the... Yes?
It's not up to Hirsch and Harsh.
I beg your pardon?
That's the name of the firm he works for.
Oh, is it?
It's not up to them to take care of us. We've got to take care of ourselves. They haven't been paid in 2 years.
Well, really, Jerry, I don't see that that concerns us. Why, that's their affair. Mr. Fowle is the
Howell.
Thing.
And it's our affair, Mother. Very much our affair. We've got to raise that money somehow to pay them, or out we go.
That's right, Mrs. Dilly.
Oh, and you look like such a nice young man. Now, you see, Jerry, let that be a lesson to you. Never trust a good-looking man.
Mrs. Dilly, I hate this as much as you do.
That's a very pretty speech, young man. But it doesn't give us back our house.
Oh, I know,
and
but...
another thing. You simply can't take the house till after next Wednesday, because next week is the... Oh, yes, the Boy Scouts week.
Boy Scouts week? Mother, What in heaven's name has that to do with taking our house?
Well, dear, because I felt I should do something about it. I'm really very civic-minded, you know, and I don't ever want it said of me that I don't do my part in the building of our youth.
Yes, but, Mother, what's that to do with Wednesday?
Well, I just dropped into the scout headquarters. Very nice man there. The scoutmaster, you know. He agreed to send one of the Boy Scouts for lunch. Now, let me see. What was his name? Anyway, I forget it. It begins with a T.
Oh, Mother, we can't even feed ourselves, let alone a Boy Scout.
Ah, but we must do our part, dear. You mustn't be selfish. Anyway, I'm sure before they take the house, I'll be given time to think this over.
Well, I hate to remind you, Mrs. Dilly, but you've had 2 years already.
Oh, I never make snap judgments.
Yes, I can see that.
And besides, it wouldn't be fair to you or Hash and Hitch or whatever their silly names are. I'll call you tomorrow, Mr. Trowell.
Howell.
Oh, yes, tomorrow then. And we'll have a nice long talk. Goodbye.
She's some woman, your mother.
Yes, isn't she? Oh, goodness, I don't know what to do. Or what to tell you. I suppose, actually, there's nothing to do. Except come and get our house whenever you're ready.
Maybe I can talk to the bosses. Maybe there's some way you could make the payments.
None of us earn any money. We don't know how. We only know how to spend it. We get an income, you see, a small income. But that's gone almost as soon as we get it. Oh, you've been very nice. And I'm afraid you must think us pretty incompetent and silly.
A little screwball, maybe.
A little? That's a masterpiece of understatement.
But I like you. I like to come back and see you. I mean, when I'm not on business.
Jerry!
Yes, Mother?
Tell Mr. Howell not to slam the door on his way out. Finney's cape will fall. Oh, and don't you go falling for Mr. Howell.
Oh, Mother.
It's all right, really. Besides, she finally got my name right.
The curtain falls on Act One of A Very Unusual Woman, starring Binnie Barnes. Our lovely star and a distinguished cast of La Rosa radio players return shortly for Act Two.
CP, like our play's title, Binnie Barnes is a very unusual woman. And in her honor, I'd like to suggest a very unusual dish.
Swell, Wendell. Binnie Barnes loves to eat and serve good food. And when it comes to a La Rosa recipe, I can guarantee it's good.
Well, Miss Barnes and ladies, you'll all want to try this unusually delicious dish. Chicken tetrazzini a la Rosa. Here's a real banquet dish. Luscious looking, marvelously tasty, and yet surprisingly economical. All you need is La Rosa thin spaghetti, a little leftover chicken, and a tempting cream sauce. Serve in a shallow baking dish topped with sharp grated cheese. For the detailed recipe and 100 other wonderful La Rosa treats, consult your La Rosa cookbook. Or if you've not gotten yours yet, send for your big 64-page recipe book today. It's free. Write La Rosa, that's L-A, capital R-O-S-A, care of the station. Now prove La Rosa's superiority yourself. See, taste, compare. See La Rosa's natural golden color, the pure sunshine tone of the world's finest semolina. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor, richer, smoother, more delicious, made in the unhurried old world way for that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Extra nutritional value because all La Rosa products are enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Help safeguard your health. You'll like La Rosa. It's America's largest selling brand. Now here's C.P. McGregor.
The curtain rises on Act Two of A Very Unusual Woman, starring Binnie Barnes. Troubles surround the Dilly family, but for the moment they have forgotten the young man who is going to foreclose on their home. They're enjoying the cake baked by their new chef, Finney, late of Leavenworth.
Boy, what a cake.
Oh, gee, folks. I'm sure glad you like it.
It's grand, Finney.
Oh, and we'll live like this from now on. Cakes, pies, everything. Finney says he can cook everything.
Yes, ma'am, at Leavenworth, I cook for 3,000. And 3 meals a day, too.
3,000 cakes. Think of that. Finney, I've got an idea. Children, it's the most wonderful idea.
Mother, please, now, no more ideas.
But this is an idea that will save our house and furniture and everything. We'll open an inn. The Dilly Inn.
How vulgar.
Now, anything that makes money is not vulgar. If Finney can cook for 3,000 people, why not 50?
Say, wait a minute. Maybe she's got something there.
But imagine us running an inn.
Helen. Now, Wednesday, let me see. We'll have Mr. Howell bring his two funny little men over Critch and Cratch, and we'll surprise them by proving that we can serve a perfectly wonderful luncheon. Then they'll tear up that little piece of paper, whatever it is, the contract, and when they have to tear it up, then they can't take your house away, and they'll let us stay on. Sounds wonderful.
Mother, you do have something there.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be the hostess. I've got a lovely tea gown that will be just right. Uh-huh. Jerry can be the cashier. And, Annie can wait at table. And Helene, oh dear, what can Helene do?
Well, she can play the piano during mealtimes, but not scales.
Mother, for once in your life, I really think you've got a paying idea.
Well, of course I have, dear. If I do say it myself, your mother is a very clever woman. Now, let me see. Oh, dear, dear. I wonder where we should seat Mr. Hitch. Mr. Hurst, oh, dear. Rennie!
Lunch smells wonderful.
Rennie, dear, where shall I put him?
Where should you put who?
You know, that dreadful man whose name begins with an H. The one who's coming for the house.
Oh, well, the house is practically his. Put him at the head of the table.
Oh, perfect, Rennie. A perfect idea.
By the way, what became of my black silk dressing robe?
Oh, the robe. Oh, yes. Well, I gave it to Mercutio for a cloak.
Mercutio? I never heard of him.
Now, Rennie, dear, don't be so tiresome. He's a perfectly marvelous character. He lived in Elizabethan times and had a violent temper. And he was run through with a sword. But he died beautifully. You don't mind, do you?
Dying beautifully?
No, dear, no. Loaning the robe. We're doing Romeo and Juliet at my dramatic class. And I think costumes help such a lot.
Yes, Mother. But you haven't got enough places at the table, have you?
Oh, haven't I? Well, I thought I had. Now, let me count. 1, 2, 2. Oh, the Boy Scout.
Boy Scout?
Yes, remember, this is Boy Scout week. I'm sure Boy Scouts were always so hungry. I invited one to lunch. Mm-hmm. Only I still can't remember his name. It begins with, it's on the tip of my tongue, too. Tongue, tip, tip. Mm-hmm. Oh, T! Yes, that's mm-hmm. it. And he must be a very fat boy because the scoutmaster said it would take a lot of food.
Well, I guess Finney can take care of that, all right.
And I must find Helene. She's to play.
Well, she only knows one piece, the Happy Farmer.
Oh, but darling, that's lovely with lunch. I always consider Schumann an excellent aid to digestion. I must tell Helene to play it for us. Good heavens, there they are now. Oh, dear, I didn't know it was so late. Jerry!
Yes, Mother?
Answer the door, dear.
All right, Mother.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Miss Dilly. Miss Dilly, this is Mr. Hirsch, the head of the firm. Mr. Hirsch couldn't
get
away.
Never mind all that. I'm in a hurry. Just want to look things over, miss. See what condition furniture's in. Cigarette burn, just as I thought. Now, look here, Howell.
But, sir,
and a cane seat that needs mending. Oh, and a wine stain. Why, that's disgraceful. Totally irresponsible people, that's plain to see.
But every house, sir, has minor accidents now and then.
Yes, but they're repaired. Immediately repaired. A stitch in time saves 9. A valuable adage to remember, my boy.
Hey,
valuable.
Dilly, who's them jerks down at the market forgot the most important thing. Whenever they forget those little bunches of parsley, it drives me crazy.
Why, who's this creature? And stop waving that knife.
Who, me? If I was to see that butcher, I'd use this knife. Any time a guy that forgets to send that parsley, I'll cut his throat.
Finney, please go back into the kitchen.
Well, all right, ma'am.
How do you do, gentlemen? That was Finney. You mustn't mind him. He's just out of Leavenworth.
Leavenworth? A murderer? Why, this is a plot.
Oh, no. Finney's really never killed anyone except accidentally. And you'll forgive him even that after you've had lunch.
Lunch? Who said anything about lunch?
Oh, didn't you know? Why, that's what you're here for. dear, dear, why don't people tell people things?
I never eat lunch. Never eat lunch. My liver, you know.
Oh, good. Did you bring it with you? Well, we'll cook a few onions and get together with that. And we have a nice Boy Scout coming for lunch. You see, this is Boy Scout week. You know, I told the Scoutmaster that the members of your firm were sort of, well, acting as host to him.
Really?
Mm. And since this is your furniture and your house and, in a manner of speaking, your food, it certainly makes you host.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, then everything's settled and you'll stay?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, of course you will. Oh, you're such a dear and how lovely of you. Just put your briefcase over there and make yourself at home.
All right.
Hey, Mrs. Dilly, I gotta see you right away.
Oh, excuse me. I won't be a minute and then we'll have lunch. Heavens, what's that? Must be an earthquake. Now, everybody, keep your heads. Don't stand under any fallen bricks.
Mother,
get your first aid kit.
What are all those kids doing in the yard?
Well, I don't know. It must be Mr. I or Mr. T, whatever his name is. He must have brought some of his friends.
Friends? He's brought a whole troop.
A troop. Oh, of course, that was his name. How wonderful of you to think of it, you nice young man, you.
T, that's it, troop. Ye gods, no wonder the scoutmaster was worried about food. You didn't invite one scout, Mother dear. You ask a whole troop of them.
Scoutmaster Holt and troop reporting for lunch, ma'am.
Well, how very nice to see you. That is all of you. Now, you must meet my family. This is my daughter, Jerry. Of course, her name is Geraldine, but no one ever calls her by that. Geraldine, say hello to the scoutmaster, troop dear, will you?
The name is Holt, Miss Dilly.
Who is it?
Yes.
Glad to know you, Mr. Holt. And my daughter, Helene.
How do you do?
Well, I'm glad to know you, Miss Dilly.
And Ranny, my son. That's short for Ransom.
How do you do?
And Mr. Howell, this is this charming, charming gentleman who has so delightfully offered to act as your host, Mr. Hooch of Hooch and Hitch.
Oh, no correction, please. The names are Hirsch and Harsh. I'm Harsh. I'm Hirsch.
Oh, well, what's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell. Now, everybody just relax. Dally as you will at Dilly Inn. Mm-hmm. Oh, say, that's not bad. It's a good motto. I'll make a note of that. Take over, Jerry, dear. I must away to the kitchen.
Oh, Mother, you can't leave me like this.
Darling, Helen will play for you. Play Schumann for them, dear. Play anything.
Oh, well, what can we do with them?
Your mother's right. Get your sister to play.
Schumann?
No, anything but that. Look, I'll come on, Randy. How about a little badminton with the boys? There's a court out back, isn't there?
Badminton? Oh, no.
What can you do, Finny? If we don't feed everybody, we'll be the laughingstock of the town. You've got to do something. Now, look, you fed 3,000 men at Leavenworth. You've only got to feed 20 here at Dilly Inn.
Well, there's only one thing stopping me, ma'am, to grub. All I need is a victory garden and a Texas steer.
Wait. Oh, why didn't I think of it before?
Think of what? You already taught her plenty.
Hish and wish. Meat and vegetables. It's a store and they own it.
I'm catching on.
Don't you see? They're the host. They should give something, don't you think? Why not the food? Now, look, Finny, call their store and tell them to send out what you want at once and charge it to...
Never mind, ma'am. I know who you mean.
Get it, boys!
Yes, boys! Yes, boys! Come and get it! Well, goodness, those boys really must be hungry. Nice little things, aren't they? How they fall into that food. Ever seen anything like it? Big fat thing there. Oh, dear. Anything more? Now, I'm sure Finny has plenty.
Sure swell, Mrs. Dilly, and thank you. And thank you, Mr. Hirsch. And give our thanks to Mr. Hirsch, too.
Oh, he got through it right. Both our names. Ed, wonderful troop, wonderful boys. Why, such leadership. What citizens these boys will grow up to be. Hirsch and Hirsch are proud to be your hosts. And as for our lovely hostess...
Oh, yes, and those papers, Mr...
Oh, forget it, Mrs. Dilly, forget it. From now on, we're really partners. It's Dilly Inn. Any woman who could cook for a whole troop of unexpected guests and show them a good time can do anything.
Hooray for Mrs. Dilly.
Oh, how sweet you all are. How very sweet.
You know, Mother, once in a while you do have an idea that really works.
Well, of course, dear. If I do say it myself, I think your mother is a very clever woman.
I want to say this, Mrs. Dilly. Mm-hmm. This has been one of the pleasantest days in my life.
Oh.
And if this has run you into any extra expense, just charge it to me.
Dear, dear. Dear Mr. Hoosh, how sweet of you to think of it. Because I already have.
And so the curtain falls on Act Two of A Very Unusual Woman, starring Binnie Barnes. Our star will be back to our La Rosa microphone in just a moment. Here now is your announcer, Wendell Niles, for La Rosa.
See, taste, compare. Prove to yourself the superiority of La Rosa macaroni, spaghetti, egg noodles. Tonight, make the three-way La Rosa quality test. See La Rosa's natural golden color. The pure sunshine color of the world's finest semolina, the cream of the new durum wheat harvest. Taste that luscious La Rosa flavor. Richer, smoother, more delicious, with that just right, firm yet tender texture. Compare La Rosa with any other macaroni, spaghetti, or egg noodles you ever tasted. Once you try La Rosa, you'll never serve anything but La Rosa. Look for the big red rose on every package. Get La Rosa, America's largest selling brand. For real economy, remember, it's a full pound. Now, once again, our host, C.P. McGregor.
Benny, a friend of mine was telling me he caught your act long before you became such a success in motion pictures.
You don't happen to be referring to the early trials and tribulations of Texas Benny.
Texas Benny?
Well, that's what she was known as in them days, partner. Texas Benny, a rootin' tootin' rope-spinning gal right off the range. Sort of a poor man's pistol-packing mama, you know.
And where did you do this act, Benny?
On the stage in Australia.
How did the act fare?
Mm-hmm. Well, it went along pretty good for a time, but then...
Then?
Came the death of vaudeville. Of course, it was a startling coincidence, but I still like to think that in spite of my act, vaudeville died a natural death.
That was just a period of transition, for vaudeville has now come back and it's all the rage again. Well, Benny, and ladies and gentlemen, I hope that all of you will be with us tomorrow for a dramatic love story titled The Message. Miriam Hopkins will star, and I know you'll enjoy it. Until tomorrow, then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.